Now, questions have been raised about a new medal produced by the organisers of the Dublin City Marathon to pay tribute to the poet W.B. Yeats. The medal features an image of Yeats and a quote which the organisers attribute to him. That quote is, "There are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met yet." But there are doubts about whether Yeats actually said or wrote those words. We're joined now by Susan O'Keefe, the director of Yeats Society Sligo. Susan O'Keefe, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That quote, I'll read it again. "There are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met yet." Did Yeats ever write those words in one of his published works?
I mean, I think it's one of those quotes that has been attributed so many times to William Butler Yeats, but there is no hard evidence that he ever either wrote or said it. Now, obviously, Dublin City Marathon were paying this very lovely tribute to William Butler Yeats in this the centenary year of him winning the Nobel Prize. And, you know, it's a lovely touch. It's a great thing to have done, to think, how can we do something different, you know, for the medal? Because I'm sure lots of people who run in marathons collect those medals and hold them very closely to their chest after such an effort. And they wanted to do something different. And that quote comes up all the time. And of course, it would be perfect for something like the marathon, where over 20,000 people are likely to turn up in Dublin and be running together. And so they're not strangers, they're friends you haven't met. And I completely see why that has happened. But there is no evidence at all that he either wrote or said it.
It comes up when you search on the internet and so on. But should they have been maybe a bit more discerning, a bit more careful, maybe chosen a more definitively Yeatsian quote?
I think the difficulty with any organisation choosing a quote is often that they won't imagine that it wouldn't be correct, because of course William Butler Yeats was such a prolific writer, such a prolific poet. I mean, we'll be celebrating, you know, we have a programme of events to celebrate his centenary, and even we won't reach all the things that he has done in the next few months. But I can see why they might have, because it seemed appropriate, and I don't think it occurs to people, "Oh, I need to actually 100% check this. It's a fake." Because Yeats is so familiar to all of us that we feel we know, and we feel we know this quote as well. So
Does it matter that you can't, that perhaps they can't stand over or stand up, or that you at least can't stand up this as a Yeats quote?
Yeah, I mean, even stand up or maybe run over, perhaps, under the circumstances. Look, I think the fact that the marathon has taken the trouble to think of Yeats in this year, to add to, you know, the runners kind of giving them something different. The quote is a lovely quote. Who knows, Yeats might even have wished he had written it. I don't think it's going to spoil the marathon. I don't think it ruins William Butler Yeats either, even in this centenary year. And I think that, you know, let them enjoy the marathon. I won't be running myself, but I know that people who run are very passionate about running, as Yeats was passionate about poetry. And perhaps in there's a lovely milieu of, you know, the joint passion of things in life. And we'd hope that people would, you know, come out and also celebrate with some of the other events that will be happening, that we're organising in conjunction with the Abbey Theatre and the National Library and here in Sligo. You know, that people will join in the way that the Dublin City Marathon now will be. And I think they'll enjoy the quote. I mean, they could have perhaps written, "Tread softly because you tread on my dreams." That might have been a funny one to have had. But, you know, I think they'll have a good day.
And you've tread softly on them as well. Susan O'Keefe, the director of Yeats Society Sligo, thank you for joining us today.